Harper Audio presents Girl Unbroken, a sister's harrowing story of survival from the streets of Long Island to the farms of Idaho by Regina Calcaterra and Rosie Maloney with Jessica Anya Blau. This is Regina Calcaterra. To Rosie, Mia Bambina, Je t'aime, G.
To Daniel, Alexis, and Brody, I am reminded daily that you are the reasons why I persevered. You have blessed me with boundless happiness, and I am honored that I get to be the one that you call mom. With unconditional love, Mom. Rosie.
You have to walk that lonesome road. You have to walk it by yourself. And there's nobody who's going to walk it for you. R. Calcaterra, age 9. Author's note. When I wrote Etched in Sand, I revisited the harrowing details of my own journey, while deliberately remaining conservative with how much I shared of my siblings' own stories. In fact, it was Rosie, my youngest sister, who I was the most protective of. A heightened instinct that to this day I have yet to shed. Although I was steadfast about not disclosing her experiences, I also knew that her story would inspire those caped in darkness to push through toward the light. At the urging of Etched in Sand's readers and listeners, who for the past 3 years kept inquiring about Rosie's welfare, Rosie was inspired to tell her story. Rosie and I embarked on the journey of writing Girl Unbroken together. For her, it was tremendously empowering. For me, it was a heartfelt labor of love, an everlasting gift that will constantly remind her how resilient she truly is. In order to tell it well, we felt it necessary to write it in Rosie's voice, in the first-person narrative, so listeners can share her journey alongside her, just as they did alongside me. In Etched in Sand. Girl Unbroken is the true story of Rosie's experiences shortly before she was removed from the care of her older sisters and the atrocities she endured after our mother dragged Norman and her across the country and far away from those who loved them the most. All of our siblings consented to the publication of Girl Unbroken and the use of our actual names. However, some people's names have been changed in order to protect their anonymity, including but not limited to Rosie's and Norman's foster parents, relatives both living and deceased, and those our mother associated with. Specifically worth noting is Rosie's stepfather, whom we refer to with the pseudonym of Clyde Happner. Also referred to with pseudonyms are some of the towns where Rosie and Norman predominantly resided when in Idaho, along with their landmarks and occupants. For ease of description, Rosie's high school boyfriends were consolidated into one character, as were her caseworkers, and they each are represented by pseudonyms. In the acknowledgments of Etched in Sand, I thanked Rosie. Boundless love and adoration to Rosie, who has her own story to tell, which I'll encourage her to do, only when she is ready. And now, she is ready. Regina Calcaterra.
Introduction. We were 5 kids with 5 different fathers, 1 jailed and then dead, 2 missing and 2 unknown. Our mother, Cookie, was more gone than there, more drunk than sober, more mentally ill than mentally well. Cookie blew in and out of our lives like a hurricane, blind and uncaring to everything in her path. Once she arrived, she dispensed beatings or tied my sister G naked to the radiator or called all my sisters sluts and whores simply because in spite of the fact that they were starving, exhausted, and without heat in many New York winters, they remained beautiful, strong-willed, self-reliant, and loving. Cookie just couldn't rip all that good out of them, but they hid it from her the best they could, storing all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?